But right now, let's get right to it and throw it up. The signal.
I hate the song.
Keyboards in it.
The signal song or?
No, this song's good.
We built this city?
Yeah.
Oh, this is fight number one then on your return.
Greatest song ever.
I think
you're
saying this on purpose because you know it's going to rile him up.
What? He hates We Built the City?
No. He just said it's the greatest song ever made.
Please tell me you're kidding. If you get enjoyment out of it, nothing wrong with it.
I love
there
it.
There you go.
I love it. It brings me great joy.
I support it.
Are you trying to turn over a new leaf something?
I am. There's too much negativity in the world.
Why?
I'm trying to get some more positivity.
Every time I hear it, it comes on, makes me smile and happy.
That it is a happy song.
But I like
synths. It is certainly a happy song. It's just, for some reason, the synths make me stabby.
I'm a very synthy person. I like synth. That might be my favorite instrument.
Can you describe stabby?
You know, you just want to stab people who like the songs.
So you just walk by.
But once again, I'm like trying prison. To be positive.
It's like a prison. Just shank them.
Yes.
I look forward to the challenge.
You know, in prison, when they show the footage and films and stuff, it's always, you know, they stab 40 times
within
2 seconds.
It's so quick, right?
Yeah.
Why do they have to do that?
I don't know.
It feels like one shank would do the job.
Yes, but they always.
But then they always make the noise like.
Yeah.
You got to bring it.
Always so quick and.
I know. Very Oh, well.
Anyway. And they never, like, lay you down softly, like in some movies when they tell you to shh.
No.
It's prison. What do you want them to do?
Hold on, guys.
Well, you've already stabbed me.
Yeah.
At least. Have a little courtesy to my body.
Is the idea because they don't have very long weapons? Usually, have to keep doing it over and over again to ensure that it
hit a vital
person.
Yeah. Imagine you stab them enough where you figure if they come and find them, because you get stabbed 2-3 times, maybe they can fix you, but 40 times, probably not happening.
Have you ever known anyone who spent time in prison?
Yes.
Yeah, I do too.
And have you talked to them about their experience, or is it something they don't like to talk about?
I don't know. I've asked a couple of questions, but my wife's cousin.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to go visit him.
Oh, in the prison?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I've never visited anyone in prison.
Yeah, I haven't either.
I think it. Like, it's fascinating.
I've always wanted to pick up the phone with the glass, but that wasn't the case.
Was it just sit at a table across from him in an open room?
Yeah, it was.
Were they like, no touching?
No, it wasn't.
So it was pretty loose?
Yeah. But just picking up the phone and talking through the glass, I don't know. I guess we watch enough movies that I think I would want to do that, but I don't know if I would want to go to the maximum security prison just to visit.
I think I talked about this on the Musers since we've been back from vacation, but I can't remember. I did a whole bunch of reading on what is prison really like from people who had been in prison. And them talking about it, and one of the things that they all agreed on was just how noisy prison is. They say it is just never quiet.
Man.
And anytime it is quiet, it's a bad thing that's about to
happen.
Something's
about to go down.
Yeah. It's like when, you know, crickets get quiet at night. You know, there's some kind of predator around or something bad's about to happen. That's in prison.
It.
If everybody gets quiet, then there's a good something's about to happen.
I will bet you if you polled everyone who's ever gone to prison, no matter how bad or badass they think they are, just the first thought of walking in and hearing those, you know, the cell slam or whatever, they all probably cry like a baby. And then realize, like, okay, this is life. I have to adjust to it.
Man.
But you can't go and think, yeah, I'm bad. You can't do the Richard Pryor, Gina Wilder thing, going into prison, thinking that everything's going to work out. I just couldn't imagine that, man. Just couldn't.
I think it's also a complete urban myth that you're supposed to go punch the biggest guy there. I think that's bad advice.
You. Sure. Of course it's an urban myth. I don't think there's anyone. Whoever tried that, thinking that was the right thing to do, got their asses stomped and went, uh-oh, maybe that wasn't the right thing to do.
It's a horrible way to prank your friend that's going to prison to give him that advice.
Yeah, you wouldn't want that. And then you'd be in solitary, which has got to be almost just as bad, if not worse, just being confined like that all alone.
Have you ever wanted to try that?
Solitary?
Like do they have any experience places that you can go and live in solitary confinement for
like a
72
month?
Hours just to see if you can do it.
It is a trip because people will just, oh, I'll just fall asleep. I'll just sleep it. Yeah. Everything will be fine. No, that's not how
it
works.
There's no way you're doing that.
I've had those fantasies too of, hey man, prison, you could go and read a bunch of books. It'd be great. You know, a little downtime, not have to work.
No, yeah, it's just, while you're working when for 8-9 hours a day, making 3 cents a day.
Wondering who's going to shiv you.
I don't think you have to work in prison, do you?
No, I don't think you do. You could just lay there.
No way.
I think you can.
Not everybody works in prison.
Yeah.
They don't have jobs for everyone in a prison.
There's like I am going to strongly disagree on that.
Ooh.
Strongly.
No, strongly disagree. Therefore, it's really making me question it.
So you could just lay there and do absolutely nothing.
I
just
think
walk
so.
Around and play hooky and just... Hey, what's
I think
up,
so.
Everybody? And visit
prisons,
all the other
prisons
cell
go
blocks.
On lockdown for extended periods of time where you,
yeah, they
I
go.
Think, you have to stay in the cell for like 23 hours a day or something.
Well,
I don't know.
If you're in that, yes. If you're in such a way where you have to stay in 23 hours, yeah, you're not working.
What do you think these jobs are?
Laundry, Donovan, cafeteria.
They're working at the Taco Bell, the food court in the prison. Is that what you're saying?
They have to eat. What do you think they do?
According to the Bureau of Justice, 61% of prison inmates have work assignments.
Work assignments.
All medically able federal prisoners are required to have a prison job until they are medically disabled.
Thank you.
Federal. Keyword there is federal.
Federal, right. So outside of that.
Now, state and federal are very different.
It sounds like they want you to have a job, but... Some facilities apparently are saying face budget limitations, and sometimes there's just not enough work to go around, which is kind of what I wonder.
See, I don't think this would be that bad a deal for me. I guess I'd do the morning show there at the prison.
Yeah.
You know, they need,
you could read all
they
day.
They need entertainment there, too.
Yeah, that could be your job.
Entertainment's a human right.
Man, how pissed do you think those guys would be at 6 a.m. when you come on?
And you're doing Dr. Carlton Maxwell.
What is up, Huntsville?
Good morning,
all right,
good
don't
morning,
forget.
Good
at 8:40 this morning, we have the prison psychologist coming on to tell us he's written a few new books about how to get by in solitary confinement. We'll have to visit with Dr. Carlton Maxwell, find out about that.
It's just over the people are like, dude,
they would
shut
love it.
Up.
No, they would love it.
You think you'd have a captive audience every
literally. Yes.
You'd get shivved within the first week.
No way.
You'd be sitting there
no
doing,
way. Because I would open it up to calls, and if they had any problem with me, they could
How
voice
they
their
calling?
Concern.
How?
They don't have to express it in violence.
You have the can with the string on it?
No, they'd call from the prison phone.
Yes, they would use their one phone call.
Right, and then guys would wait in line to call you.
Yeah, they'd all be lined up at the payphone to call into the prison radio station.
Yeah, Daddy would have to accept call like constantly.
Yeah,
over
Daddy
and
would
over.
Have to be in prison too. That would suck for him just because I'm in prison. He has to go.
This is like me getting roped into the New Orleans trip, and I was like, no, this is not how this works.
You do need a producer if you're going to put on a show. You
I
can't
think that's
do
actually
it by yourself. Yeah, so
it's a valid point.
It really is. Yeah, no.
Somebody has to help you in prison.
I will bet you.
I think
that you would have a very popular show as it's the only one that's available. But there would be some people who we really would not want to.
Gordon's Twitch stream would do numbers.
Do they?
Any of this.
Okay. In all seriousness, do they have a prison radio station? I don't know the answer to that.
No, because you can listen. If you have a radio, you could listen to whatever you wanted. I don't think somebody's broadcasting from the prison.
Right, but even in colleges, they can get other radio stations in colleges, but they still have a college radio station.
Yeah, you kind of wonder, like, maybe there's some sort of a communications with some prison that offers that for inmates?
Sure.
That would make sense.
So there's a movie that I absolutely love, and I think in the summertime I'm going to have you guys watch this so we could talk about it. And it's the story of Petey Green, who was a radio guy in D.C., and he went to jail, and they had a prison radio. He was a prison disc jockey.
There you go.
In jail. Had a show going and everything.
Really?
Yeah.
Talk to Me, right?
Yeah.
I've seen it.
Wonderful
movie.
I love that movie. One of my favorites. But yeah. So yeah.
Kind of like when Andy Dufresne was in the office and was playing the music on the...
Well, it was a little different.
It wasn't a radio station.
Yeah, but he had a little studio that he was in and was playing the music.
Studio. He's in the warden's office, I believe.
That had a announcement thing like a school.
Right. And it was great.
Man, I always thought those were cool. Those microphones. You know, you'd also see them in like sheriff stations when they were calling out. It was that Just the microphone stand that you press the button at the
bottom. Who's the first one that had the xylophone to get everyone's attention?
Yeah.
Because we had that in my school.
We did not have that in my high school.
We did.
That had to go back to old radio.
But we didn't do announcements like that.
I bet that was like some of the first news radio broadcasts from the 20s or early 30s would have used that as a attention getter coming into a broadcast.
Yeah.
Man, that's the one thing.
That's back when they were all doing radio plays and shows and they were using real things for sound effects.
The morning announcements in school when they had it over the loudspeaker when you were in homeroom.
Did you get to do that?
I think they let students do the announcements. Yeah, it was great.
It was awesome.
Like you felt powerful. Your voice is being heard all across the school. This is it.
Man, I wish I had the. And actually, I take that back. I was about to say, I wish I had the audio of when I did it. Because I know I did bits. And I bet you they were so bad.
Were you the principal? Did you?
Okay, so one of our assistant principals who would sometimes do the announcements and everyone knew his voice, he was a whistle talker. And I used to imitate him. And I'm pretty sure I imitated him over the PA to the whole school when I did the school announcements one time.
Okay.
As the fake Mr. His name was Mr. Todd. And now...
Do you think that went over well? Was that what
the kids loved it? Is that what carved out
what you're doing right now?
Yes, absolutely.
Being Mr. Todd across the
whole entire thing? Absolutely, yes.
Okay. Hey, Mr. Todd.
Seniors and seniors.
That would drive me crazy. Yes. Oh, my God.
Good Lord. And on the loudspeakers.
Yeah.
God, it would be so audible.
Whistle so loud.
Oh, man.
Again, I don't want to be old man. They don't do what we did. Did they still have homeroom in school?
They did.
Like, we would have to go to homeroom every single day.
In the morning.
I don't know what that is. What is homeroom?
Like it was before you actually went to your first period class.
Yeah, that's, I had that.
You had to go
to.
Were
you a big dog in school?
Yeah, we didn't have that.
To encourage.
It's kind of dumb.
Making friends or something and tell you what was events coming up.
As I recall. And that's when the announcements usually happen when you were in homeroom and you would go to your first period class. I can't remember.
The Pledge of Allegiance and all that.
Yeah, how long it lasted.
And the Texas Pledge and all the stuff they made you do.
There's a Texas Pledge?
Yeah, you guys didn't have to do that in school?
We did.
Yeah,
I did.
Do you remember it?
No, not at all.
I remember the song, though. Texas, our Texas, our hail the mighty state. Texas.
Actually, does it say on the sheet music anemic? Does it say sing it anemically?
I was a classically trained singer.
Largest and grandest, withstanding every test.
That's it.
Boy, he does remember it.
Man, that's pretty wild.
Oh, empire wide and glorious,
we stand supremely best. God bless.
Never heard this song in my life.
And keep you great and strong, that you may grow in power and worth.
I don't even know if I remember the Pledge of Allegiance.
So this is the Texas national anthem?
Yeah, it's the Pledge of Allegiance to the Texas flag, right?
It's about the Cold War,
Wait, you sing the Pledge of Allegiance?
No, it's not.
It's the state song of Texas.
Yeah, whatever
Texas
it was.
Of Texas.
But we
I thought that's the Mockingbird.
Mock. Yeah, that one.
Okay, cue somebody to correct me. Jeez.
Oh, it's so good to have
so
you back,
fun.
Gordon.
Right.
It's so good
fun.
To have you back.
We did it. It's so fun.
We'll talk to you again in New Orleans next week.
Yes. And don't forget, I'm not doing Twitch on Tuesday nights.
What?
I'm going back to Thursday nights at 7:35.
Oh, thank you for calling me last Thursday, like
Twitch,
you said.
Twitch.tv/actualGordonKeith is the name. Yeah, I know. I forgot. I got to 2 hours in, and I was like,
okay. All right.
Donovan hates me anyway.
I was just kind of looking at my phone, and I'm, hello?
Cried yourself to sleep.
I had my wife call and see if my phone works. I'm not quite sure. And then she called.
You sure, Twig? He hadn't called me?
Hello?
I practiced the Texas national song.
I even gave him my home phone and it's not working.